Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning into this program. Today, I'd like to discuss a topic: do not be controlled by our greed. Since this year, 2019, arrived, 3 months have passed. Time flies so fast. I'm sure many of you made New Year's resolutions. What resolution did you make? Of course, I believe it's very good for us to make future goals and to try our best to accomplish them. But we human beings tend to be greedy and are often controlled by that greed. Buddhism teaches us that we must be careful not to be controlled by greed and to not to be addicted to the luxurious life. As an example today, I'd like to share a story titled The King of the Pigeons. Once upon a time, there lived a flock of pigeons in the forest. In the flock, there was a king pigeon. The king was a very smart and excellent leader. He had very deep wisdom and compassion, like the Buddha, and very good leadership skills. So the other pigeons respected him very much. Thanks to his leadership, every pigeon in the flock lived in peace, harmony, and joy. However, one day, a hunter came to the forest. He caught all the pigeons in the flock and locked them into a bird cage. At first, the pigeons worried and said, "What will happen to our future?" But the hunter fed them a lot of honor foods, such as steak, sushi, poke, and lau lau every day. In the forest, the pigeons often had difficulty in finding food. Even though they searched for food all day long, they sometimes could not find anything. But in the bird cage, the hunter brought delicious food to them every day, so they did not have to worry. The pigeons ate a lot of food every day and gained weight with each passing day. However, the king was different. Even though others ate many foods with careless abandon, he never ate anything. So as time passed, he gradually got thin. The other pigeon said, "Hey king, the foods are so honor. Why do you not eat? You should kowtow." But even though the other pigeons encouraged him to eat, he kept fasting. As a result of his fasting, eventually the king was thin enough so he could pass through the bars of the cage and escape. On the other hand, the other pigeons continued eating the food every day and became momona. One day, the hunter picked them out from the cage and brought a large kitchen knife. You now know why the hunter fed the pigeons, right? He made them grow fat so that he could eat them deliciously. Can you guess who the pigeons were? They represent us. Likewise, the bird cage is our world. In the cage, the pigeons ate a lot of food and became fat, like us, always trying to pursue a luxurious life. Finally, the hunter was preparing to kill them. It's a metaphor that even though we can get anything that we wished for in this world, our lives will someday come to an end. Now let us continue with the story. The king pigeon could have escaped from the cage alone. Did he leave his company? No. Just when the hunter raised a knife over their heads, the king pigeon saved all of them. Now can you guess who the king pigeon is? The king represents Amida Buddha. If we read the Shōshinge written by Master Shinran, the founder of our tradition, Shin Buddhism, we can find the following passages. Bodhisattva Dharmakara, in his causal stage, under the guidance of Lokasvaraja Buddha, searched into the origins of the Buddha's pure lands and the qualities of those lands and their human beings and devas. He then established the supreme incomparable vow. He made a great vow, rare and all-encompassing. The passage includes many difficult words, but states that Amida Buddha was a Buddhist monk and has the ability to be a Buddha or awakened one. In the pigeon story, the king pigeon faced it and left the cage. It represents the idea that through difficult training, Amida became the Buddha who transcends from this world. However, the Buddha never thought about only his happiness. Amida vowed, "If I cannot save all others, I will not become a Buddha." In this story, Amida Buddha's compassionate vow is compared to that of the king pigeon saving his flock. Of course, even if we are the main concern of Amida Buddha's limitless compassion, we should not be careless about our greed. Master Shinran told us, even if we have medicine for the poison, we must not take poison. In this parable, medicine is a metaphor of Amida Buddha's compassion, and the poison represents our greed. The Master revealed to us that even though Amida's compassion is like the medicine, is always available, reaching out to all of us, we must not be indulged in our greed, like the poison. This is a reminder that we must always be careful about greed. Thank you very much for listening to this message. Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi is sponsoring today's program for Mr. Tsunegoro Morimoto and Mrs. Shigeo Morimoto. Thanks to them, I'm able to share the Buddha Dharma with you. I'd like to extend my appreciation to Mrs. Nakanishi and Mr. and Mrs. Morimoto. In closing, let us recite Namo Amida Buddha, meaning that we rely on Amida Buddha's compassion that surrounds all of us. Let us put our hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Buddha, 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 Namo Amida Buddha.